good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there In Strict Confidence with Seven Lies. Now that's off the recently released Seven Lies EP with lots of fab remixes there. This is your good monthly mix of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. We try and get you loads of stuff, like play good old music from people like The Cure and new releases like that In Strict Confidence track, and we've got some Psycho Bitch coming up and some
remix.
A good remix. We'll tell you about
very
that in a bit.
Very good indeed, actually. Yes. Very good indeed. Well,
yes. Uncle Steph here is one of our biggest resident Psycho Bitches fans. So, yes, we'll...
When are they going to play England? I want
more
them to play
them
England.
Soon. Coming up in the show, I was just trying to tease you with stuff coming up. We'll round up the normal collection of gigs and club nights in the area, tell you what's going on, and basically bore you with chit-chat. We hope you enjoy it in general, yeah? So, actually, we've got another fairly recent release here, I think. Is it fairly... No, actually, this one's a bit old. This is from last year. This is a track that we don't actually know the name of, because it's the hidden track at the end of Echo Image's last album, Compuphonic. It's a hidden track, so we don't actually know what it's called. So anyone out there who does, drop us an email and tell us what you think it's called, because we don't know. So, yeah, this is an untitled track from Echo Image.
I read the lines you left for me. I can't believe you've gone so far. I can't believe I broke the rules. I know it well. I don't understand myself. It's hard to tell.
This is Dax Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Your monthly dose of goth and alternative and all that kind of stuff. You heard there Wolfshine with Read the Lines. Off not their recent album, the one before that.
Spectators.
Thank you, there, Steph. I am so prepared here. I must sound so professional. Anyway, before that, you heard a track off the Echo Images Compuphonic, which came across really quite plinky and poppy, but we like it. And we were kind of introduced to them, what was it, about a year and a half ago? Was it, Steph, when we saw them at APB?
More than that.
Was it closer to two, possibly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Down at a Nottingham Rock City.
Yeah, they supported the fantastic Apoptigma Berserk, and I think that's one of the things I really love about live gigs is just discovering new bands, and you certainly tend to find one or two when they're supporting some acts you're really into.
My regret was not seeing Rotterdam.
Yes.
At the assembly when they were supporting Assemblage 23.
Yes.
Because about a week later I was at the Wendy House. And DJ Jill played their track Almost Violent, and I'm like, this is rather good.
Yes. That would have been a great thing to see live. Hopefully Ross Sander will tour again and we'll catch them that time. Okay, right. This month's show is going to be a bit music heavy. Well, we're a bit short on chit chat. There's not that much been happening in the goth world of things, and a lack of gigs and stuff due to Christmas coming up and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to carry on with some tunes. We've now got a track from Inertia.
We'll be right back. Blitz.
Mission.
Okay, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there the fantastic, the lovely, the great Psycho Bitch with Fitter Than You. It's a heck remix of that track. And we would love to tell you where you can get that, but we have no idea. The record label has forwarded that one on to us, and we don't know what it's going to be released on. We've had a look around to see what Psycho Bitch are going to be releasing in the near future, and they have recently released a remix album of The Day After, which is obviously their previous album. If you've been listening to this show, we played loads of tracks off that. And we have a track listing of the latest release, and it's not on there. We're not quite sure where that's going to get released, so we'll keep you informed. As soon as we find out where these things are going to be officially released, we will tell you, we will let you know. But as we say, we don't know where that one's going to appear, but it's a very good track. We thought we'd better let you listen to it and enjoy it yourselves. And before that, we had Inertia with Blank Stare off their recent release. Well, not that recent, it's about 6 months ago, was Black Ice Impact, wasn't it, Steph? Yes. There you go, that's what you've just been listening to, a bit more electronic and industrial rather than the stuff we opened with, which was a little nice and poppy. Anyway, right, I'm going to ramble on a bit more. I'm going to tell you about what the gigs are going on in the Yorkshire region. And unfortunately, I have a good look around the net, and I have found very, very little. In fact, I've found one gig.
What do you expect? It's Christmas.
It is Christmas, yes. But we figured, you know, we'd try and find out whatever might be going on. And yes, there is a gig that is of this kind of scene and genre. And it's also very confusing. I've had a look around, and there's two mentions of what appears to be possibly the same gig, or maybe one of them's a lie. I don't know. Anyway, it's Robochrist is playing Milo's Bar in Leeds, and that's at Friday the 31st of December. That's New Year's Eve. Robochrist is a kind of industrial cheese pop, one-man sample-driven sound, and we may play some on a future show, I reckon. I want to get along to one of his gigs first and see what he's like live. I've had good recommendations that he's very good and bouncy. But there's also, that, as I say, that's Friday the 31st of December at Milo's in Leeds. And that's listed on the Robochrist website. But I also found a mention of the same guy playing on Monday the 27th of December. So where on earth he's, whether he's playing two gigs, I don't know. The Monday the 27th is listed as Joseph's Well. However, that's not mentioned on Robocrash's website. So, is he playing there? Is he not? We will try and get you more accurate information for up-and-coming gigs, but I've had a good hunt around. That's the most I can find. So, if it's not listed on Robocrash's website, maybe he's not updated it. Maybe he's actually playing. So, if you're a big Robocrash fan, or even just curious, get along to one of them gigs. He may be there. As always, with these kind of gigs, contact the venue first if you're travelling or if you want to be really, really sure. But yeah, that's all the gigs I can find in the coming month. Right, you're going to get really quite bored with me nattering on, and as I say, we're going to play loads of music. So we're going to change the pace a bit. We're going to carry on here with a bit of Tori Amos.
Plus one is two, but in reason that it was three. So we Do you know what I have done? Mary Vivian, said what you want isn't the blood a senator's. Said what you want isn't the blood a senator's. I got Big Bird on the fishing line with a bit of a shout, a bit of a shout, a bit of a angry snout. He's my favorite hooker of the whole bunch, and I know about his only bride and how the Russians die on the ice. I got my red hat on, honey, but I always could accessorize, and I never care too much for the money, but I know right now.
You heard there Clairvoyant with her from Clairvoyant. Before that, you heard David Barrett with Ashes to Ashes, and before that, you heard Tori Amos with Tallulah. Is that correct, Steph?
Yeah, it's a track called Tallulah.
Tallulah.
From the Boys for Pele album, which is extremely underrated in my opinion. It was one of those albums where she went, I'm going to experiment a little bit.
Yeah, some people don't like that, but some people just absolutely love what occurs when that happens. Yeah.
I loved it.
And we're very aware that some people may think we're steering a bit away from the whole goth alternative world of things there, but I think our argument against that is we like to push the boundaries and just play stuff that's a bit different, and just, you know, play tunes that are goddamn good, to be honest. Anyway... this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, your monthly dose of goth, alternative, industrial, electronic, and that kind of stuff. We're going to give you the club gig... The club guide for the upcoming couple of weeks now. On the Sunday the 26th of December, we have a Boxing Day Black Sheep at Barfono. All shades of goth get played there. Barfono in Leeds, by the way. I think if you've listened to this show, I'll have... rattled that off many times, but just in case you were new, all shades of goth get played. Now, this being Boxing Day is a special request driven one, so get there and ask for tunes if you want. They'll give very request friendly DJs, but because they don't know about the turnout, it's going to be run late if it's dead busy, or it might finish early if it's quiet. So if you want it to want to party on down on Boxing Day, get yourself and your mates down there, and it should carry on till the wee hours. On Friday the 31st of December, that's New Year's Eve, there is a New Year's Eve Black Special, Black Veil Special at the Adelphi in Leeds. Now that's gothic, death rock, dark wave, neo-folk, electro, quite a bit of a good range of stuff going on there. It sounds like there's lots of good stuff to do there as well. There's a tombola where you can win CDs, posters, t-shirts, videos, etc. £4 on the door, slightly cheaper in advance. Check the website, I think that's www.gogpromotions.co.uk, but double check on the net, it'll be listed on most good old search engines. Also on Friday the 31st of December, there is the Barfono's New Year's Eve party. Now that's 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. free champagne and pizza, apparently. If that's not a good reason,
cool.
If that's not a good reason to go somewhere, I don't know what
free
is.
Free champers.
And I think on that night we have Jeff and Paul DJing, so it's going to be a mixture of rock, cheese, goth, whatever. It's going to be request friendly as always in that venue. Yes, and following that, the following Friday is the first Friday Flock of the year. Very Friday driven club listing, this. Friday Flock being the Leeds monthly goth night again at Barfono's, again 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. goth, alternative, 80s and industrial with request friendly DJs. According to the Friday Flock website, there's a theme night that night. Wear something red, apparently. And I didn't dig around the website in enough detail to find out why, but there you go. The website yourself, if you do want to look, is www.fridayflock.net. Okay, that is the club roundup for the next, well, up and coming couple of weeks. We now have more music for you, because I'm sure you're getting bored of me nattering on, as always. Here is some Collide.
I'm
stone white, so delicate, lost in the cold. You were always so lost in the dark. Remembering you, how you used to be. Slow down, you were angels, so much more than everything. Oh, for the last time, then slip away.
And stuff bringing you DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there The Cure with Pictures of You off, that's the version off the Disintegration album. And before that, you heard Collide with Halo. Absolutely good stuff from both of them there. I just love the whole kind of jangly stuff from The Cure. It just reminds me of growing up and all that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Teenage Dunks, you mean?
No, I don't know. It's just kind of it was just part of the whole the 80s feel of the world, the whole alternative sound happening then, and all fantastic stuff will be played for years to come. But as we said earlier in the show, we like to play you a good old mixture here, so I think it's going to get a bit noisier now, a bit louder. So here goes with some Swarf. Thank you.
Bramo. Bramo.
Thank you.
This is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that SVD with Voyager. We got that particular track off a Dependent sampler, so they're available on something on Dependent. I'm really quite liking them myself. And
very interesting.
Very different, yeah. A bit of electronic and shouty mixed in with bells and chimes and stuff. Very interesting sound. I want to hear more of their stuff, to be honest. And before that, we played Swarf with Shadows off their last release of Art, Science and Exploitation. I wanted to correct a fact I mentioned earlier on in the show about the Psycho Bitch album. The one that I said had just been released, it hasn't. It comes out at the end of January. It's the day after with the Heck Destruction version, which is a remix version of their recent, their last release of The Day After. So, yeah, we're going to look forward to that at the end of January, but we're not really sure where that the track we played is going to come from, but we'll definitely keep our eyes open.
Well, put it this way, I shall be getting it no matter
yes,
what.
Yes, we have big fans here in the show of Mr. Steph over there.
Massive understatement.
Yes, we'll give you a running commentary of if they ever play the UK and everything they release. sure, you're all fascinated by it, but for the fans out there, you are. We will tell you when we know.
Thanks very much, Nige, for the very blatant... I don't know what you call it, but...
I'm not sure what you'd say about that. I don't know. Anyway, we shall carry on. I almost lied at the start of that previous link as well, saying that we were getting noisy. We were getting noisier in a gradual kind of way, but the noisy stuff really starts about here, so I reckon we carry on with some Girls Under Glass. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. That was Front 242 with Seven Rain. Before that you heard Skinny Puppy with Protest. And before that you heard Girls Under Glass with On... How would you say that, Steph?
Ochnedish.
Ochnedish. Ah.
Something like that, anyway.
Yes. we're sure someone will write in and complain or correct us if we're completely and utterly wrong. Yes, so that's On the Dish, which is absolutely fantastic stuff. And to be honest, I'd never heard of Girls Under Glass before until we got hold of this single, which is just absolutely fabulous stuff. And we will be playing more by them, because, well, both me and Steph think they're great.
I like them. Yes. I like them, actually. There are comparisons with, like, Rammstein there, but to be honest...
No, they're still definitely their own thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And, you know... just a good sound all round, and as we say, we'll bring you more of their stuff when we can get our little hands on it. We also wanted to mention that there is a possibility that our schedule will be changing. We want to make sure that you can catch up with the show and tune in and listen to us when we get aired. So we will tell you to check out the Bradford Community Broadcasting website in the new year on www.bcb.yorks.com. The schedule should be up there, and if all goes well, we'll be in a more regular slot every couple of weeks, hopefully. Keep an eye out for that, and check out www.bcb.yorks.com. Alternatively, you can sign up to our Yahoo group, which is linked off www.darkassimilation.org. All the information about the show is on there, including message boards to give us requests for tracks or requests for particular bands. Or even recommendations, or even telling us how to say Ochnedish. Just drop us a line, tell us you're actually listening, tell us what you think of the show on the message board. There's even track listings and show archives up there, so you can have a listen to old shows and have a good giggle at us. All the information on www.darkassimilation.org. As soon as we know anything, we'll be posting it on there and on our Yahoo group mailing list. So sign up, listen, or just check back at bcb.yorks.com. Right, there you go. We're going to carry on with a bit of noisier stuff now. We've got some sulfur coming up. We'll be right back. DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Nine Inch Nails with Please Off the Fragile. What a fantastic piece of work The Fragile is. I think that's one of the most underplayed tracks off there, which I just think is absolutely fantastic. I was just chatting with Steph in the link there. Whilst the mics were down over that track, and we were trying to discuss and trying to figure out when more material is going to come from Mr. Trent himself. And we believe something's going to be ready, hopefully early in the new year.
Yep.
He's been working on stuff for a while, and it should be coming out soon. Although, as most of you know, with Mr. Trent Reznor, he only releases stuff when he's happy with it. So I'm not going to even try and give you a date, because he probably couldn't at this point.
Well, apparently he's been in the studio with ex-Arilyn Manson bassist Twiggy Ramirez.
Ooh. Hopefully, so that should be good stuff then. And before that, we played Sulphur with You Ruined Everything. A good old, nice, shouty track with loud guitars and, oh, good stuff. Anyway, yeah, we wanted to mention also any up and coming bands out there, any bands in the local area who play in this kind of scene or this genre of music, give us a shout, get your demos to us. We're quite happy to play up and coming bands and people with potential and people who just like really appreciate the kind of the musical alternativeness of this kind of scene. So yeah, our contact information, get in touch with us through www.dacsimulation.org. Point us in the direction of your website or drop us a line and we'll get in touch with you. Yeah, so up and coming bands, give us a shout. We're here to help promote you and we'll tell people about your gigs, all that kind of stuff. Right, we're going to carry on with a track that we've
tried to play,
although technology and the fates have been against us, but we're sure we're going to get it right this time. This is The Nine with My Fallacy.
See. We'll be right back.
Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Solitary Experiments with Fast Forward of Cause and Effect, which I think is an absolutely great album, and definitely something to get your hands on if you like that kind of thing. And before that, we successfully played The Nine with My Fallacy, which is a track I really do quite like, and that was off the Carpe Noctem Aftershocks 2004 CD. The one you could get hold of if you managed to get yourself down to Carpe Noctem after Infest this year.
Which we did,
and had a lot of fun. So we're going to carry on. We're running short on time, so we're going to just carry on with a couple of tunes now. And here we're going to go on with a bit of old electronic stuff. Here's some Depeche Mode. Okay, you heard their Depeche Mode with World in My Eyes off Violator. Good old album, that. Right, and this is it. This is the end of the show for us. We would like to say thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the mixture of stuff we played tonight. And to get in touch with us via www.darksimulation.org if you've got suggestions or just want to see the track listings or anything like that. And also to find out about when our next show is going to be on. We hope it's going to be early January, but more details to come at www.bcb.yorks.com or www.darksimulation.org. So it's good night, and see you next month at some point.
And this is Mesh.
I wish that we could leave things at the door.